We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And you want options? You can choose from slots and blackjack and roulette and a whole bunch of table games with live dealers. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino now and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is Jim Galante. My special guest on the line is Dustin Schutte, managing editor at SaturdayTradition.com, a great Big Ten sports website. Dustin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing too bad. I had one of your articles spark my interest, and I wanted to talk about it. But before we do, I have one last announcement to make. Our winner in the Ask Greg segment was Aaron from Houston, so we'll get in touch with you, Aaron, about your KSN polo shirt that you get for winning. You know what? We're going to have to send one out to you, Dustin, for being a guest with us.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
All right. Well, it depends on how you do. I'll decide afterwards if you did a good enough job. Here's the situation. You wrote an article that piqued my interest, which was the ranking of all the Big Ten coaches. That is a tough task to do. First of all, just tell me, what was your criteria in ranking these coaches?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, when they take on the task of ranking coaches or players, there might be a specific formula they have or some sort of criteria. You know, I don't know that I have this secret sauce when it came to ranking head coaches. Certainly, I looked at things like, you know, Big Ten championships, division titles, recruiting rankings, sustainability, and things of that nature, how these coaches have performed at institutions before they were at in the Big Ten level. So there were a lot of different factors into it. I don't know that there was one thing that weighed more heavily than the other, or, you know, any specific criteria I went to for different head coaches. But I think that when you look at just, you know, kind of the number of 10 win seasons, has a coach won a division title? What's the recruiting ranking looking like? And then obviously the status of the program, you know, what's it like for Tom Allen to coach at Indiana compared to James Franklin at Penn State or Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, things like that. So those were some of the things I looked at when I was going in and ranking these head coaches.
Which is nearly an impossible task, but I'm going to start at the top with your top three coaches. And before I even looked at the article, I said to myself, I could think of three coaches that I could make the argument for that they should be number one. And that happened to be your top three, which were James Franklin, Paul Christ, and Ryan Day, in that specific order. What made you put those three in that specific order? And I got to imagine Ryan Day was almost impossible for you to figure out where to put them.
Yeah, it was. And that's kind of where I'll start with this, in the fact that when you look at what Ryan Day inherited and just how good Ohio State has been in the Big Ten these last few years, starting back in 2012 when Urban Meyer entered the conference, I think it's easy to say that Ryan Day inherited quite a bit from the talent perspective. And then, you know, just coaching in a place like Ohio State where there's no hardships really on the recruiting trail. You're competing with teams like Alabama, Michigan, Clemson, Penn State for some of the top recruits. So recruiting isn't quite as difficult as, say, you know, in Indiana, a Purdue, Michigan State even now. So the problem I had with ranking Ryan Day maybe in that one or two spot had nothing to do with Day himself, just the fact that he has been a head coach for one season. And it's really difficult. You know, when I'm ranking head coaches, I think back to Auburn and Gene Chizik, who won a national title and then a few years later is terminated because he couldn't get the Tigers to a bowl game, you know. So I want to see some sustainability there. And there's you can't discredit what Ryan Day did last season. 13-1, winning a Big Ten title, getting to the college football playoff, having two Heisman Trophy candidates. That was really impressive to see what he did, but I wasn't able to put him in that number one spot. Then you look at Paul Christ and what he's done at Wisconsin. He's won 10 games, all but one season he's been there, been to the Big Ten championship game three times, and he's doing well on the recruiting trail. He's keeping Wisconsin kids at home, building up that strong offensive line like Wisconsin always does. And you know, to win 10 games in the Big Ten, even though they're in the Big Ten West, is no small feat. And then James Franklin, when you look at what he did from in Vanderbilt, winning 9 games back-to-back seasons before he comes to Penn State. He has some issues early in his career at Penn State. He wins the Big Ten championship in 2016, and he's won he's had 3 11 win seasons in the last 4 years. Recruiting has improved dramatically. They've been the closest to Ohio State out of anybody in the Big Ten. So I know I caught some criticism because of some of the decisions that James Franklin makes with his in-game coaching. But when you look at the overall aspect of what James Franklin and how he's revolutionized Penn State and kind of resurrected this program as a blue blood over the last 5 6 years, I think it's hard not to keep him in the top spot, considering what he's done over a long period of time there in State College.
And I think what people have to realize, and from outside they may not realize, the sanctions that James Franklin was still dealing with when he first came to Penn State. So it's been a total transformation. But again, as a Penn State guy, I look at Ryan Day. I can't imagine his first year as coach going any better. Candidly, I thought they were better than Clemson in that playoff game and could have, should have won that game. And his recruiting is just off the charts this season, so he's been phenomenal. It probably won't take him long to move up the rankings from third. A couple other interesting coaches in the conference, and one who will get real varying reviews is Jim Harbaugh. Is the glass half full or half empty with him? He's brought Michigan back up, but he can't beat Ohio State, and he seems to be a perpetual third-place guy in the Big Ten East. What's your take on him? I think, where did you have him, fifth or seventh?
I had him actually right in the middle there. I had him six. At number six. Okay. Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, he's the conundrum of the Big Ten, I think. If I'm a Michigan fan, obviously losing to Ohio State every year is unacceptable. You have to be able to win the Big Ten East at least occasionally and compete for a Big Ten championship. But, you know, like you said with James Franklin and what he inherited at Penn State, you know, Michigan had been a program since Lloyd Carr had retired that just wasn't performing well under Rich Rodriguez and Brady Hoke. They had that one good year with Hoke in 2011, and then, you know, they were dormant for the following seasons after that under the Hoke era. So I think the fact that Jim Harbaugh has been able to essentially create a consistent 10-win program at Michigan over these last 5 years, that's a positive sign. The problem is, as you said, he can't beat Ohio State, and he can't get to the division or win the division and get to the Big Ten championship game. And that's something you have to do at Michigan. There's just no way around that. But I think the fact that he's able to make Michigan consistent again, something they lacked for so long, they're able to be in the top tier of the Big Ten. And the other aspect of this is Ohio State and Penn State are really good right now. Like, it's not like he's just finishing third and Ohio State and Penn State are mediocre and he can't get by them. I mean, those two teams are playing at an extremely high level right now. So the competition in the Big Ten East is really, really good. And Ohio State's playing at an all-time level. So I think the glass is still half full. I don't expect Jim Harbaugh to be fired anytime soon. He is the toughest guy to rank just because he has those nixes against him. You know, he can't get over the hurdle of Ohio State at the end of the year, and he can't win the Big Ten East. But I think that the fact that you can win 9 to 10 games every single season, that's really hard to do in college football. So I'm still a half glass full kind of guy.
Okay, I get that, and especially the Big Ten East is probably as good a division across college football, perhaps the exception of the Southeast Conference West Division with Alabama and LSU and so on. So that's a tough place to play. I want to ask you about, and I'm going to lump these two guys together, Scott Frost and PJ Fleck. The young newcomers, they each had success where they were in the Group of Five. They move in the Big Ten. And in the Big Ten West, a place that, you know, you can probably compete if you build up that franchise at Nebraska and Minnesota. How do you see the direction of those two guys going?
Well, Fleck has obviously built Minnesota a lot quicker than Frost has been able to do it at Nebraska. And I think when you look at PJ Fleck, he had a little bit more to build with at Minnesota. It's a tough place to recruit. It's a tough place to win. There's no doubt about that. But when he came in, he had a lot of talent that Jerry Kill and Tracy Clays recruited to Minneapolis. So he inherited a little bit more talent than what Scott Frost did. And when you look at the culture that PJ Fleck brings and everything that he tries to instill in his players, it's not hard to see why he's had such quick success. The question for him then is going to be, can that, like most coaches, can he sustain it? Because he went 5-7, 7-6, and then last season goes 11-2. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can get to, you know, 8, 9, 10 wins again this upcoming season and say that, hey, yeah, Minnesota, the Golden Gophers are here to stay. I think that's something a lot of people are going to keep an eye on this year, whether or not it was a flash in a pan or if PJ Fleck can sustain this, even though they've lost some key pieces from last year's team, and then offensive coordinator Kirk Schrocka there to Penn State. When you look at what Scott Frost had coming into Nebraska, right? Like, he was the hot commodity. He was the guy that everyone thought was going to turn Nebraska into a college football playoff contender in 2 to 3 years. And I think the reality is that Nebraska was so far behind in the Mike Riley era. Not only were the Huskers not winning football games, but you had guys transferring out as soon as Scott Frost comes in. You had a lot of their most talented players decided to go elsewhere. So he really had to kind of build from the ground up. And so I think you've seen a little bit of improvement going from 4-8 to 5-7 last season. When you look at the penalties, they were one of the worst teams penalty wise in the Big Ten 2 years ago. Last year, they moved up. They were in the top half. So that's improvement. They're doing well on the recruiting trail. I think the future for Nebraska is pretty bright under Scott Frost. I just think it's going to take a little bit longer than what people really expected when he first took the job before the 2018 season.
Yeah, it probably will. And Nebraska may not be the easiest place to recruit. So that is unfortunately going to have to be it. Dustin, fantastic job. We really appreciate you coming on. And remember, that's SaturdayTradition.com. Fantastic stuff on all of the Big Ten. Dustin, again, thanks so much. And that's it for our show for today.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.